The Feeling Good Handbook by David Burns. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Feeling Good Handbook by David Burns is a self-help book that provides readers with a comprehensive guide to overcoming depression and anxiety. The book is divided into three parts. Part 1 focuses on understanding and overcoming depression, Part 2 focuses on understanding and overcoming anxiety, and Part 3 focuses on maintaining emotional health. In Part 1, Burns explains the causes of depression and how to recognize it in yourself and others. He then provides a step-by-step guide to overcoming depression, including cognitive restructuring, relaxation techniques, and lifestyle changes. In Part 2, Burns explains the causes of anxiety and how to recognize it in yourself and others. He then provides a step-by-step guide to overcoming anxiety, including cognitive restructuring, relaxation techniques, and lifestyle changes. In Part 3, Burns provides readers with strategies for maintaining emotional health, such as developing healthy relationships, setting realistic goals, and managing stress. Throughout the book, Burns provides readers with practical exercises and tools to help them overcome depression and anxiety and maintain emotional health. The Feeling Good Handbook is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their mental health. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Cognitive behavioral therapy. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is a form of psychotherapy that focuses on identifying and changing negative thought patterns in order to improve mental health. It is based on the idea that our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are all interconnected and can be changed to improve our overall well-being. Main idea number 2. Automatic thoughts. Automatic thoughts are the negative thoughts that can pop into our heads without us even realizing it. These thoughts can be irrational and can lead to feelings of depression and anxiety. CBT helps us to identify and challenge these thoughts in order to reduce their negative impact. Main idea number 3. Mood logs. Mood logs are a tool used in CBT to help identify patterns in our thoughts and feelings. By tracking our moods over time, we can gain insight into our thought patterns and how they affect our emotions. Main idea number 4. Self-talk. Self-talk is the internal dialogue we have with ourselves. It can be positive or negative, and it can have a huge impact on our mental health. CBT helps us to identify and challenge negative self-talk in order to improve our well-being. Main idea number 5. Reframing. Reframing is a technique used in CBT to help us look at situations from a different perspective. By reframing our thoughts, we can gain a more positive outlook and reduce our stress levels. Main idea number 6. Problem solving. Problem solving is an important skill for managing stress and improving our mental health. CBT helps us to identify problems, come up with solutions, and take action to improve our lives. Main idea number 7. Interpersonal effectiveness. Interpersonal effectiveness is the ability to communicate effectively with others. CBT helps us to develop this skill by teaching us how to express our needs and feelings in a healthy way. Main idea number 8. Relaxation techniques. Relaxation techniques are an important part of CBT. They help us to reduce stress and anxiety by calming our mind and body. Main idea number 9. Assertiveness. Assertiveness is the ability to express our needs and feelings in a direct and respectful way. CBT helps us to develop this skill in order to improve our relationships and reduce our stress levels. Main idea number 10. Self-esteem. Self-esteem is an important part of our mental health. CBT helps us to identify and challenge negative beliefs about ourselves in order to improve our self-esteem. Main idea number 11. Distress tolerance. Distress tolerance is the ability to cope with difficult emotions without resorting to unhealthy behaviors. CBT helps us to develop this skill in order to manage our stress levels and improve our mental health. Main idea number 12. Mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of being present in the moment and accepting our thoughts and feelings without judgment. CBT helps us to develop this skill in order to reduce our stress levels and improve our mental health. Main idea number 13. Emotional regulation. Emotional regulation is the ability to manage our emotions in a healthy way. CBT helps us to identify and challenge our negative thought patterns in order to improve our emotional regulation. Main idea number 14. Self-care. Self-care is an important part of our mental health. CBT helps us to identify our needs and develop healthy habits in order to take care of ourselves. Main idea number 15. Coping skills. Coping skills are strategies we can use to manage stress and difficult emotions. CBT helps us to identify and develop coping skills in order to improve our mental health. Main idea number 16. Values clarification. Values clarification is the process of identifying our core values and using them to guide our decisions. CBT helps us to identify our values and use them to make decisions that are in line with our goals and beliefs. Main idea number 17. Goal setting. Goal setting is an important part of CBT. It helps us to identify our goals and create a plan to achieve them. Main idea number 18. Positive psychology. Positive psychology is the study of how we can use positive thinking and behavior to improve our mental health. CBT helps us to identify and challenge our negative thoughts in order to cultivate a more positive outlook. Main idea number 19. Lifestyle changes. Lifestyle changes are an important part of CBT. They help us to reduce stress and improve our mental health by making healthy changes to our diet, exercise, and sleep habits. Main idea number 20. Support system. A support system is an important part of our mental health. CBT helps us to identify and develop a support system in order to reduce our stress levels and improve our well-being. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, is a form of psychotherapy that focuses on identifying and changing negative thought patterns in order to improve mental health. It is based on the idea that our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are all interconnected and can be changed to improve our overall well-being. CBT is a goal-oriented approach that helps individuals to identify and challenge unhelpful thoughts and beliefs, and to replace them with more helpful and realistic ones. It also helps individuals to develop coping strategies to manage difficult emotions and behaviors. CBT is a collaborative process between the therapist and the client. The therapist will help the client to identify and understand their thoughts and feelings, and to recognize how these thoughts and feelings are influencing their behavior. The therapist will then work with the client to develop strategies to challenge and change these thoughts and feelings, and to develop new, more helpful ways of thinking and behaving. Through this process, the client can learn to manage their emotions and behaviors more effectively, and to develop healthier ways of thinking and behaving. CBT is a highly effective form of therapy that has been proven to be effective in treating a wide range of mental health issues, including depression, anxiety, and substance abuse. It is also used to help individuals cope with stress, manage chronic pain, and improve relationships. CBT can be used in both individual and group settings, and can be adapted to meet the needs of each individual. Main idea number 2. Automatic thoughts are the negative thoughts that can pop into our heads without us even realizing it. These thoughts can be irrational and can lead to feelings of depression and anxiety. It is important to recognize these thoughts and challenge them in order to reduce their negative impact. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, is a great tool to help us identify and challenge these automatic thoughts. Through CBT, we can learn to recognize our automatic thoughts and challenge them with more rational and positive thoughts. This can help us to reduce the negative impact of these thoughts and improve our overall mental health. The Feeling Good Handbook by David Burns is a great resource to help us learn more about CBT and how to challenge our automatic thoughts. Main idea number 3. Mood logs are an important tool in cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. They are used to help identify patterns in our thoughts and feelings, and to gain insight into how our thoughts affect our emotions. By tracking our moods over time, we can begin to recognize patterns in our thinking and behavior that may be contributing to our emotional distress. Mood logs can be used to track a variety of different emotions, such as happiness, sadness, anger, fear, and anxiety. We can also track our physical sensations, such as headaches, stomach aches, and fatigue. By noting the intensity of our emotions and physical sensations, we can begin to recognize patterns in our thinking and behavior that may be contributing to our distress. Mood logs can also be used to track our activities and the people we interact with. This can help us to identify situations that may be triggering our negative emotions. By recognizing these triggers, we can begin to develop strategies to manage our emotions more effectively. Mood logs can be a powerful tool in helping us to gain insight into our thoughts and feelings. By tracking our moods over time, we can begin to recognize patterns in our thinking and behavior that may be contributing to our emotional distress. With this insight, we can begin to develop strategies to manage our emotions more effectively. Main idea number 4. Self-talk is an important part of our mental health. It is the internal dialogue we have with ourselves, and it can be either positive or negative. Negative self-talk can have a detrimental effect on our well-being, leading to feelings of low self-worth, anxiety, and depression. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is a form of therapy that helps us to identify and challenge our negative self-talk in order to improve our mental health. CBT helps us to recognize our negative self-talk and to challenge it. We can learn to replace our negative thoughts with more positive ones. This can help us to feel more confident and to have a more positive outlook on life. We can also learn to be more mindful of our thoughts and to recognize when our self-talk is unhelpful. By doing this, we can start to take control of our thoughts and feelings and to make positive changes in our lives. The Feeling Good Handbook by David Burns is an excellent resource for learning more about CBT and how to challenge negative self-talk. It provides practical advice and strategies for improving our mental health and well-being. It is an invaluable tool for anyone looking to make positive changes in their life. Main idea number 5. Reframing is a powerful tool used in cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, to help us look at situations from a different perspective. It involves changing the way we think about a situation, so that we can gain a more positive outlook and reduce our stress levels. Reframing can help us to see the good in a situation, even when it may seem difficult to do so. For example, if we are feeling overwhelmed by a task, we can reframe it by breaking it down into smaller, more manageable chunks. This can help us to feel more in control and less overwhelmed. We can also reframe negative thoughts by looking for the positive in a situation. For example, if we are feeling anxious about an upcoming event, we can reframe it by focusing on the potential benefits of attending. Reframing can be a powerful tool for managing our thoughts and emotions. By changing the way we think about a situation, we can gain a more positive outlook and reduce our stress levels. The Feeling Good Handbook by David Burns is an excellent resource for learning more about reframing and how to use it to improve our mental health. Main idea number 6. Problem solving is an essential skill for managing stress and improving our mental health. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is a powerful tool that can help us to identify problems, come up with solutions, and take action to improve our lives. CBT helps us to break down problems into smaller, more manageable parts, and to identify the underlying causes of our distress. It also helps us to develop strategies for dealing with our problems in a more effective way. CBT encourages us to think about our problems in a more positive light, and to focus on solutions rather than dwelling on the problem itself. It helps us to develop problem-solving skills, such as brainstorming, analyzing, and evaluating potential solutions. We can also use CBT to develop coping strategies for dealing with difficult emotions, such as anger, fear, and sadness. By using CBT, we can learn to identify our triggers and develop strategies for managing our reactions to them. CBT can also help us to develop problem-solving skills that can be applied to other areas of our lives. For example, we can use CBT to develop strategies for dealing with difficult relationships, managing our finances, or improving our work performance. By using CBT, we can learn to identify our strengths and weaknesses, and to develop strategies for overcoming our challenges. CBT is a powerful tool for improving our mental health and managing stress. By using CBT, we can learn to identify our problems, come up with solutions, and take action to improve our lives. With practice, we can develop problem-solving skills that can be applied to other areas of our lives and help us to live a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Main idea number 7. Interpersonal effectiveness is an important skill to have in order to build and maintain healthy relationships. CBT helps us to develop this skill by teaching us how to express our needs and feelings in a healthy way. This includes learning how to communicate assertively, how to set boundaries, and how to resolve conflicts. It also involves learning how to listen to others and how to empathize with their feelings. By developing these skills, we can build strong relationships with others and create a more positive environment for ourselves and those around us. The Feeling Good Handbook by David Burns provides a comprehensive guide to developing interpersonal effectiveness. It covers topics such as how to express yourself clearly, how to handle criticism, and how to negotiate effectively. It also provides practical tips on how to manage difficult conversations and how to resolve conflicts. By following the advice in this book, we can learn how to communicate effectively and build strong relationships with others. Main idea number 8. Relaxation techniques are an important part of cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. They help us to reduce stress and anxiety by calming our mind and body. Relaxation techniques can be used to help us relax in the moment, or to help us develop a more relaxed attitude towards life in general. One of the most popular relaxation techniques is progressive muscle relaxation. This involves tensing and then relaxing each muscle group in the body, starting with the feet and working up to the head. This helps to reduce tension in the body and can be used to help us relax in the moment. Another popular relaxation technique is deep breathing. This involves taking slow, deep breaths and focusing on the breath as it enters and leaves the body. This helps to reduce stress and anxiety by calming the mind and body. Relaxation techniques can also be used to help us develop a more relaxed attitude towards life in general. This can involve activities such as yoga, meditation, and mindfulness. These activities help us to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings, and to develop a more relaxed attitude towards life. Relaxation techniques are an important part of CBT and can be used to help us reduce stress and anxiety and to develop a more relaxed attitude towards life. Main idea number 9. Assertiveness is an important skill to have in order to effectively communicate our needs and feelings in a respectful manner. It is a skill that can be developed through cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. CBT helps us to identify our thoughts and feelings, and to learn how to express them in a direct and respectful way. This can help us to improve our relationships and reduce our stress levels. When we are assertive, we are able to express our needs and feelings in a way that is honest and direct, without being aggressive or passive. We can learn to be assertive by recognizing our own feelings and needs, and then communicating them in a respectful way. We can also learn to recognize when others are being assertive, and to respond in a respectful manner. Assertiveness is an important skill to have in order to effectively communicate our needs and feelings in a respectful manner. The Feeling Good Handbook by David Burns provides helpful tips and strategies for developing assertiveness skills. By learning to be assertive, we can improve our relationships and reduce our stress levels. Main idea number 10. Self-esteem is an important part of our mental health. It is the way we view ourselves and how we feel about our abilities and worth. Low self-esteem can lead to feelings of depression, anxiety, and even physical health problems. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is a type of therapy that can help us to identify and challenge negative beliefs about ourselves in order to improve our self-esteem. In the Feeling Good Handbook, David Burns explains that CBT helps us to identify and challenge our negative thoughts and beliefs about ourselves. He explains that these negative thoughts can lead to feelings of low self-esteem and can prevent us from achieving our goals. He suggests that by challenging these negative thoughts and beliefs, we can begin to develop a more positive view of ourselves and our abilities. Burns also explains that CBT can help us to develop more effective coping strategies for dealing with difficult situations. He suggests that by learning to recognize and challenge our negative thoughts, we can begin to develop more positive and realistic beliefs about ourselves. This can help us to feel more confident and capable, and can lead to improved self-esteem. CBT can be a powerful tool for improving our self-esteem. By learning to identify and challenge our negative thoughts and beliefs, we can begin to develop a more positive view of ourselves and our abilities. This can lead to improved self-esteem and can help us to feel more confident and capable. Main idea number 11. Distress tolerance is an important skill to have in order to manage our stress levels and improve our mental health. It involves being able to cope with difficult emotions without resorting to unhealthy behaviors. This can include activities such as deep breathing, mindfulness, and relaxation techniques. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is an effective way to develop distress tolerance. Through CBT, we can learn to recognize our thoughts and feelings, and how to manage them in a healthy way. We can also learn to identify and challenge our negative thoughts, and replace them with more positive ones. With practice, we can learn to tolerate distress and manage our stress levels more effectively. The Feeling Good Handbook by David Burns is an excellent resource for learning more about distress tolerance and how to develop it. The book provides practical advice and strategies for managing stress and improving mental health. It also includes helpful exercises and activities to help us practice distress tolerance. By following the advice in this book, we can learn to better manage our emotions and stress levels, and ultimately lead a healthier and happier life. Main idea number 12. Mindfulness is a powerful tool for improving mental health and reducing stress. It involves being aware of our thoughts and feelings in the present moment, without judging them or trying to change them. This allows us to observe our thoughts and feelings objectively, without getting caught up in them. By practicing mindfulness, we can become more aware of our thoughts and feelings, and better able to manage them. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is a form of psychotherapy that helps us to develop mindfulness skills. Through CBT, we can learn to recognize our thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. We can also learn to accept our thoughts and feelings without judgment, and to respond to them in a more constructive way. By practicing mindfulness, we can become more aware of our thoughts and feelings, and better able to manage them. The Feeling Good Handbook by David Burns is an excellent resource for learning more about mindfulness and CBT. It provides practical advice on how to use mindfulness to reduce stress and improve mental health. The book also includes helpful exercises and activities to help you develop your mindfulness skills. Main idea number 13. Emotional regulation is an important skill to have in order to lead a healthy and balanced life. It involves being able to recognize and manage our emotions in a constructive way. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is a type of therapy that can help us to develop this skill. Through CBT, we can learn to identify and challenge our negative thought patterns, which can help us to regulate our emotions more effectively. The Feeling Good Handbook by David Burns is an excellent resource for learning more about CBT and how it can help us to improve our emotional regulation. The Feeling Good Handbook provides a comprehensive overview of CBT and how it can be used to help us manage our emotions. It explains how to identify and challenge our negative thought patterns, as well as how to develop healthier coping strategies. It also provides practical tips and exercises to help us practice and improve our emotional regulation skills. By reading and applying the techniques outlined in the book, we can learn to better manage our emotions and lead a more balanced life. Main idea number 14. Self-care is an essential part of maintaining our mental health. It is important to take the time to identify our needs and develop healthy habits that will help us to take care of ourselves. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, is a great tool to help us do this. CBT helps us to identify our thoughts and feelings, and to understand how they are connected to our behaviors. It also helps us to develop strategies to manage our thoughts and feelings in a healthy way. By understanding our needs and developing healthy habits, we can take better care of ourselves and improve our mental health. The Feeling Good Handbook by David Burns is a great resource for learning more about CBT and how to use it to take better care of ourselves. The book provides practical advice on how to identify our needs and develop healthy habits. It also provides helpful tips on how to manage our thoughts and feelings in a healthy way. By using the strategies outlined in the book, we can learn to take better care of ourselves and improve our mental health. Main idea number 15. Coping skills are an important part of managing stress and difficult emotions. They are strategies that we can use to help us cope with difficult situations and feelings. CBT, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, is a type of therapy that helps us to identify and develop coping skills in order to improve our mental health. In the Feeling Good Handbook by David Burns, he outlines a number of different coping skills that can be used to help manage stress and difficult emotions. These include relaxation techniques, problem-solving strategies, and cognitive restructuring. Relaxation techniques can help us to reduce stress and anxiety. Examples of relaxation techniques include deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, and guided imagery. Problem-solving strategies can help us to identify and address the root causes of our stress and difficult emotions. Examples of problem-solving strategies include brainstorming, goal setting, and problem-solving steps. Cognitive restructuring is a technique that helps us to challenge and change our negative thoughts and beliefs. Examples of cognitive restructuring techniques include reframing, thought stopping, and cognitive restructuring exercises. By using these coping skills, we can learn to manage our stress and difficult emotions in a healthy and effective way. It is important to remember that these coping skills take practice and patience. With time and effort, we can learn to use these coping skills to improve our mental health and well-being. Main idea number 16. Values clarification is an important part of cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. It is the process of identifying our core values and using them to guide our decisions. Values clarification helps us to understand our own beliefs and values, and how they influence our behavior. It also helps us to identify our goals and how our values can help us to achieve them. The process of values clarification begins with identifying our core values. These are the values that we hold most dear and that guide our decisions. We can identify our core values by reflecting on our past experiences and the decisions we have made. We can also look at our current behavior and the decisions we are making. Once we have identified our core values, we can use them to make decisions that are in line with our goals and beliefs. Values clarification can be a powerful tool for making positive changes in our lives. By understanding our values and using them to guide our decisions, we can make decisions that are in line with our goals and beliefs. This can help us to create a life that is more meaningful and fulfilling. Main idea number 17. Goal setting is an important part of cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. It helps us to identify our goals and create a plan to achieve them. By setting goals, we can focus our energy and attention on what we want to accomplish. This can help us to stay motivated and on track. When setting goals, it is important to be realistic and specific. We should also consider our current resources and capabilities. We should also set short-term and long-term goals. Short-term goals are easier to achieve and can help us to stay motivated. Long-term goals can help us to stay focused on our overall objectives. It is also important to break down our goals into smaller, more manageable steps. This can help us to stay on track and make progress. We should also set deadlines for ourselves and track our progress. This can help us to stay motivated and accountable. Finally, it is important to reward ourselves for achieving our goals. This can help us to stay motivated and continue to make progress. Main idea number 18. Positive psychology is a field of study that focuses on the potential for people to lead meaningful and fulfilling lives. It is based on the idea that we can use positive thinking and behavior to improve our mental health and overall well-being. Positive psychology focuses on the strengths and virtues that enable individuals and communities to thrive. It emphasizes the importance of positive emotions, such as joy, contentment, and love, as well as positive character traits, such as resilience, courage, and optimism. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is a type of therapy that is often used in conjunction with positive psychology. CBT helps us to identify and challenge our negative thoughts in order to cultivate a more positive outlook. The Feeling Good Handbook by David Burns is a great resource for learning more about CBT and how to use it to improve your mental health. It provides practical advice and strategies for managing stress, improving relationships, and developing a more positive outlook on life. Main idea number 19. Lifestyle changes are an important part of cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. CBT is a type of psychotherapy that helps us to identify and change negative thought patterns and behaviors that can lead to mental health issues. By making healthy changes to our diet, exercise, and sleep habits, we can reduce stress and improve our mental health. For example, eating a balanced diet that includes plenty of fruits and vegetables can help to boost our mood and energy levels. Regular exercise can help to reduce stress and improve our overall physical and mental health. And getting enough sleep can help us to feel more alert and energized during the day. Making lifestyle changes can be difficult, but it is worth the effort. With the help of a therapist, we can learn how to make healthy changes to our lifestyle that will help us to improve our mental health. Main idea number 20. A support system is an essential part of our mental health. It can provide us with the emotional and practical support we need to cope with difficult situations and to make positive changes in our lives. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is a type of therapy that helps us to identify and develop a support system in order to reduce our stress levels and improve our well-being. CBT helps us to recognize the people and resources that are available to us in our lives. This includes family, friends, colleagues, and even professionals such as therapists and counselors. We can also look to our faith, hobbies, and activities that bring us joy and relaxation. By recognizing these sources of support, we can begin to build a strong and reliable support system that can help us to cope with difficult times and to make positive changes in our lives. CBT also helps us to recognize the importance of self-care. Self-care is an important part of our support system and can include activities such as exercise, meditation, and journaling. These activities can help us to reduce stress and to improve our overall well-being. By taking the time to practice self-care, we can create a strong foundation for our support system and ensure that we have the resources we need to cope with difficult times. Having a strong support system is essential for our mental health and well-being. CBT can help us to identify and develop a support system that can provide us with the emotional and practical support we need to cope with difficult situations and to make positive changes in our lives. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.